Okay, let's. We're going to start a new topic today, which is, I'm weird. I will admit that one of my favorite mitzvot, or actually the laws, are tzitzis. I don't know why. I have a theory why it started. Maybe I'll talk to you about it. But that's our next topic. I'm going to point out a few things. We're just introduction today, and one small piece, but it's really amazing. So, Mekayem mitzvah tzitzit, zochevra p'nei shechina, page 17. Person who fills a lot of tzitzit is zochevra p'nei shechina. Now, you know, when it's a very powerful statement, right? They talk about this by Kiddush Levana. They talk about this by a number of different mitzvahs, but a person who fulfills tzitzit is... So we have to understand what exactly the meaning behind it is. V'latid levo yishmeshu alpaim u'shmona meyot avadim. I don't know what this means at all. Yeah, I know. But I know. It sounds.
Is it like in the times of Mashiach?
So Alafi Shimona Meot Avadim. Was it 2,800 servants will serve you? I don't understand that at all. I'm not gonna.
Should we got the right book here?
Yeah, exactly. As it says in quotes a pasuk from Zechariah. And Rashi, their quotes, a gematria, Rabbi Zchar HaKnaf, Yechzigu BeKnaf, Asaran, Hashim B'Kol Hashon, Reish Framo V'Shim Lashon, and he makes some type of calculation. I'm not even going to attempt to understand that. HaLovesh Beged Shishbo Arba Kanfot, a person who wears a four-corner garment, V'Shoku Goda Mukhiya, but you have to have, and we'll talk about this later, the right size. It has to be a Beged, which has a certain length to it, dimensions, you must affix to it tzitzit. Umnam, ain't a dumb mitzvah lubosh beged kazak, the chevet doesn't mobi mitzvah. You're not obligated to wear it in order to put the mitzvah on. Ach tov nochon, but it is the proper thing to do. That being said, yesh shekatav, shebizmanenu, shwegilin lubosh talit katan, but now that we've become accustomed to wearing a tzitzit, chayav adam lakpid lakayem mitzvah zo, which means makpid to fulfill it. And this is part of the customs that we obligate oneself to keep from Shema b'ni musar v'icha v'altita shorat yimecha. Meaning it's a minhag. We'll talk about, you know, minhagim.
It's minhagim Yisrael.
Right? Famous line, regular by Yisrael Ketorahim. One great example is tzitzit. Tzitzit just need to be, okay, we're for a garment, put tzitzit on it. But we don't refer for a garment, why wear tzitzit over it? It is not the accepted practice, which is why they do like tzitzit checks, say it's chayim or something, right? Miyuchad min hagzeh, sheyesh bo gam kiyu mitzvah vatzal b'pnei pagim ra'im. And we see there's a lot, and you'll see here by tzitzit, there's a lot of mystical connotations to it, right? A lot of mystical. We saw the angels, we see here. There's something, you know, why? Because I understand... You know, certain things that are obvious, right? Tzitzit or just, what's going on? Like strings, like there's something, you know, the number and the twice and the twist, and it just seems odd. It just seems very odd. Hence, it requires a much deeper understanding. And I really think when it comes to tzitzit, it's like, you know, this is the uniform of a Jew. Right? What does a Jew wear? This is my uniform, right? This is my attire. This is what I look like. And I think it really has, you know, it's kind of like a kippah, right? Okay, I'm inside a building, don't need a kippah, you know. German Jews didn't wear kippah, you know, this way, no, okay, kippah, right? But there's something, it's become meta. It's become more than halacha. It's become this, you know, and listen, from a halacha perspective, I remember there was a guy who was converting. He had a very hard time wearing a kippah. Because it's a much more public statement. So what did he do, though? He wore tzitzis. So here's a guy who didn't wear a kippah. It was a very strange picture. Very odd, right? But again, there's something about the kippah and tzitzit which has this very powerful significance to it. And we'll see tremendous sources which talk about it. And we already saw a couple. We're going to see a lot more going forward. And you'll see a few even now. Women are exempt from it. The reason why, because it's a mitzvah asher zon grama. Why is mitzvah asher zon grama? The answer is because harei ktsut laila p'tura mitzitzit. Clothing, even if you wear a four-corner garment, if it's a ktsut laila, so we'll say pajamas, because I don't know, I couldn't even tell you another article from anywhere at night today. Let's say if you were wearing a set of pajamas that had a four-corner garment, a ktsut laila is patur. It is exempt from tzitzit. Why? Because the pasuk says, ritemotam. And since it's nighttime, if it's an article of clothing that we worn both at day and at night, then it's not patur from tzitzit. But if it's a specific article of clothing that's only worn at night, again, nothing to think of in pajamas, then that would be exempt. Therefore, it's mitzvah ashes on grama, therefore women are exempt from it. Again, we'll discuss this a little bit more in the forthcoming weeks. Let's just end with this amazing Sefer Chinuch. Shorsha mitzvah nigla b'katuv. He says the root of the mitzvah is actually revealed in the text itself. Shehil, what is it? Lema niskor kol mitzvot Hashem tamid. Remind ourselves, but uritemotam uzchartem et, right? Mitzvot Hashem, we mamish say it. There aren't too many things that we actually make such a reference to. That when you say kol uzchartem et mitzvot Hashem vasitemotam, it's a very powerful statement, right? You remember mamish everything. By the way, memory. Memory is very powerful. We live in the world of symbolism. We live in the world of memory. So this is a very symbolic item that's supposed to remind us. Imagine having a seal, right? Your master seal on all the time. Be cognizant of it. As in the quote of the poster that we already said, "Vamru chachamim ki milat tzitzit is a remez of tarag mitzvot im tziruv shemone chutin." So if you take the gematria of tzitzit and add to it eight strings, I'm sure you're familiar with this, and then you add the five knots, v'od omer li, and you get 613, v'od omer li, v'od omer li, libi, sheish bo remez, v'zikaron shegufo shel adam v'nafsho akol la'ashem baruchu, ki ha liban remez laguf shehu min haaretz. There's something about Lavan. There's something about the white that reminds us about the land. Shnivret min hashelek shehu Lavan. Again, this is where it gets esoteric again. Some of the white tzitzit, which reminds us of the snow, which reminds us of the way the world was created. I don't know what that means. Shechinan. Beperkid Rabbi Lezer haaretz meichan nivret, from the ground where it was created. Mi shelek atachat kiseh kavod v'chutin remez laguf. And he quotes a, so the end there gets a little bit esoteric for me about the Sheleg and the Chut. But I think the message is, this notion reminds us of ourselves. And again, he ties in at the end, the physical world in Shemayim. Something very, very powerful about Tzitzit. Okay, God willing, we're going to go through now. There's a lot of issues that come to Tzitzit. The article, and the time. Look, we'll go through each one slowly, slowly over the next few weeks. Really, really, really interesting topic that hopefully we'll learn from and grow from together.